the Haynesboro is considering a proposal to designate a percentage of municipal construction project funding to pay for public art. The proposal is similar to the state's 1% for art program, which requires that 1% of the cost for construction of public buildings be set aside for permanent artwork. The percent for art proposal in Haynes is being championed by the Alaska Arts Confluence. Arts Confluence Executive Director Carol Teinman says that generally public art in Haynes is paid for by businesses and grants through nonprofits. She thinks that a municipal percent for arts program makes sense because art is an important aspect of public spaces.
Art is basically part of the public infrastructure. It increases the quality of life, the value of the property, and it just helps generate better economic flow in the community because it's treating artists like any other professional, whether it's a plumber or electrician.
Teinman says that the percent for art concept isn't new to Haynes. It was used to create public artwork at the Haynes School when it was rebuilt 10 years ago.
All the permanent art, the glass, etched glass that Rob Goldberg did and Carrie Cohen did some of the art and different artists contributed.
Those art projects were funded by Alaska's 1% for Art program. In 1975, the Alaska legislature passed a statute requiring that 1% of the construction costs of public buildings be designated for installing permanent artwork. The statewide program only applies to certain projects that receive state funding, like schools. But other municipalities, such as Anchorage, have created their own percent for art programs. At the moment, the local proposal is being considered by the Haynesboro's Finance Committee. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt serves on the committee, and although he supports the idea, he says there are still many questions about how this program would work in practice.
Do we want to make it an absolute requirement, or do we want to make it a recommendation and policy? There might be some concerns with making a requirement, just because when you require something, you're kind of locked in.
Morfitt also has questioned whether the arts funding could be reserved specifically for local artists to create the projects, and exactly which type of municipal projects would require public art funding.
In other words, if we're only spending $10,000 to build a shed or to put in some basic utility building or whatnot, I don't know that we want to be beholden to spend $100. To try to attach some art to it.
The Finance Committee was scheduled to discuss the issue at a meeting Tuesday, but the meeting has been postponed. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.